Hello there, Tiger fans. We welcome you to another Tiger Sports Network interview. This is Tyson Agler here. Joining me this week will be the head coach of the men's and women's swimming and diving team, Coach Natalie Kukas. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Coach, we'll get right into things. How is the team doing this year?
I think we've had a lot of great successes, highlighted, of course, by our win at the DePaul Invitational, but both teams are going into the conference meet with winning records. We've had a lot of fast swims, a lot of lifetime bests already, so at this point we're looking forward to seeing our preparation for the conference meet pay off.
And you mentioned that DePaul meet. Wittenberg able to pick up the win on the women's side. That had to be huge momentum going into Christmas break.
It really was. I actually watched the meet from afar because I was on maternity leave starting the week before that. So I knew they were well prepared, but I described that win as a photo finish in a marathon. When you have a three-day, three-session meet and you win by 1 point, a three-point shot at the buzzer doesn't begin to describe how exciting that can be. So, and it's rare. It's rare to have that kind of excitement in our sport. Coming down to the last relay, to that last, fingernails worth of a distance. So I think that gave the team great momentum. I think that was a win they're going to remember for the rest of their lives. And I think it gave them a lot of confidence going into the rest of the season, and especially our conference meet and hopefully the national meet.
Now, you mentioned, too, that you had to watch that meet from afar because you were on maternity leave at that time, and Coach Williamson took over and led the Tigers to a win and kind of helped them into Christmas break. So can you talk about the job she did?
She did a great job, as did our assistant coaches, Jim, our diving coach, and Danine, our assistant swimming coach. Our staff did a wonderful job keeping them in shape, really taking care of them while I was gone. Like I said, I missed that week of the DePaul invite and the Florida training trip, which is a big training opportunity for us. I wouldn't say I was surprised that they did a great job. That's what I was expecting, but I was very happy to come back to a team that was in shape. And it was refreshing, I think, for both me and the assistant coaches and the team to be able to come back and really kind of work them even harder for a couple of weeks before we begin our rest, which is where we are now.
Now, would you say, even though you did miss just short time, was it a little bit difficult being away from them?
I did not enjoy watching meets from afar. I would much rather have been on the pool deck. But I think in the end, it was the best sort of scenario. I got to be at home with my family, and I got to follow and kind of keep up with the team via, obviously, electronic results are immediate right now, but lots of texting and phone conversations. So it was great to have that open communication. I'm glad to be back and excited to see them swim at the conference meet, though.
And you mentioned the conference meet that's coming up, the NCAA season, Canton, Ohio. A big meet for the Tigers, as you'll be competing against, well, some of the best competition in the nation. What are going to be the goals for the Tigers?
Our goal is always to improve in the standings in our conference meet. Like you said, the NCAC is no joke when it comes to swimming. I'd argue that it's the fastest, definitely in the top two conferences in the nation. And that's why I like being here. I think you if you want to be the best, you've got to compete against them. Moving up in those standings is our first priority right now. I think that beyond that, we'd like to see both genders with a relay, at least one relay represented at the national meet. As far as what we're expecting or what we're looking forward to, in an individual sport, it's nice because every single person can have a highlight. So we are hoping that that is indeed what happens. We want everyone to go a lifetime best is what we call them in their events. As far as our top performers, I definitely think the returning, three out of the four on the returning relay that went to nationals last year, Sarah Wilson, Molly Gustafson, and Ward McNulty, and then Jane Savitzi stepping into that butterfly spot. I think that's going to be definitely one to watch. And the 400 medley with the same three leading off, and Danny Lacey, our freshman from Kentucky, anchoring that relay, will definitely be something to watch, as well as our freestyle relays, who we're really pretty deep in those events. So I couldn't tell you who's going to be on those relays right now. I think that is up for grabs, and I think that competition is going to make them all swim faster. On the men's side, returners, AJ Burt and James Dumstorf. I think we're expecting pretty big things from both of them, and Eric Roberts on the boards. And I think Steve Stuthers is a freshman who's going to really do some big things coming up here in a few weeks. And of course, our seniors, JB Easley, Brendan Eggers, and my brother Andrew Kukis, will also be looking for them to do great things. I feel bad because I know there are going to be big surprises on both sides, and I won't have mentioned their names here, but they'll get a mention afterwards, and I hope that's the whole team that I'm talking about. So
yeah, definitely best of luck to the Tigers as they enter the NCAC Conference Swimming Meet. And then we mentioned that you are the head coach of the men's and women's team, so is it kind of difficult coaching such a large group of men and women?
You know, the favorite part of my job for me is to be able to work with individuals and to be able to get to know them as people and students and athletes, and then to figure out how to make those individuals work together as a team. So yes, we have big teams. They're not yet too big, and the more the merrier as far as I'm concerned. You know, again, space permitting.
So. And then you mentioned your brother is swimming on the team. And I talked to Andrew earlier this year, and I told him, you know, I don't think I ever heard of a sibling coaching another sibling. There's been parents coaching sons and daughters, but that's a very unique situation for you. But then also, in conference, Wabash has a brother coaching another brother. So can you talk about the situation with that?
Sure. You know, those are the only two I've ever heard of. Me and Andrew and Coach Barnes and his brother at Wabash. It is interesting. And to make it even a smaller world, I was an assistant coach at Ithaca College when Coach Barnes was swimming there. So I think Andrew and I are a little bit unique in that we have a very large age gap between us. So many times it probably works out more like a parent relationship, I suppose, as far as the age difference is concerned. But, you know, I think we've done really well working together for 4 years. I did another interview and someone asked me if I was harder on him than the rest of the team. And I don't think I am too much harder on him, but publicly anyway, I'm harder on him behind closed doors, I think. But it's been a pleasure. He not only has been great in the pool, but His I'm really proud of his leadership skills and how he's earned the respect of his teammates, and it'll be missed next year for sure.
And then with the season winding down, obviously you're going to have to go on your recruiting trips to bring in some new young swimmers for Wittenberg University. What do you look for in high school athletes when you go out and try to bring them to Wittenberg?
Well, there are a couple things that I tell everybody that comes in the office on a recruiting visit. One is that I don't think hard work and fun are mutually exclusive. And the next is that I don't think that success in the classroom and success in the pool are mutually exclusive. And we expect great things in all of those areas. Before I meet a prospective athlete, I'm looking at what I think their potential is based on their established times already, but also their experience. And I, my favorite athletes to coach are ones who are new to the sport, don't have a lot of experience, are willing to try new things, have some established times, but just have great potential to improve. And it's always fun to see that improvement.
All right, we'd like to thank you for joining us, Coach. Good luck at the NCACs.
Thank you, and thank you for having me again.
That was Coach Natalie Kukis, the head coach of the men's and women's swimming and diving team. I'd like to thank her for joining us and wishing her good luck along with the rest of the Tigers at the NCAC tournament. This is Tyson Agler for the Tiger Sports Network interview saying go Witt and Tiger up.